Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of August 2019. Supreme Court has transferred all 5 cases linked to the rape of a teenager in Uttar Pradesh allegedly by a now expelled BJP lawmaker out of the state to Delhi, thereby causing a huge embarrassment to the Uttar Pradesh government. The Supreme Court also ordered the state government to pay a compensation of 25 lakh rupees to the survivor by tomorrow. Delhi High Court has observed while comparing the city to Mumbai where women can walk freely in the night, then why can't the capital be safe for women? The court asked the Delhi government, the Delhi police and other stakeholders to prepare an action plan to make the capital crime-free for women. Supreme Court observed that rulers of princely states were maharajas, kings, without praja, subjects. It was also noted that sovereignty and territory after the merger of states with the Indian Union, and their personal properties could not be treated as attached to the Gadhya rulership. Supreme Court has finally acquitted a milkman booked for selling adulterated milk in 1979 and handed 6 months jail term with 1,000 rupees fine. The court observed, when an accused is made to suffer the penal consequences, the legal provisions of law have to be construed strictly. Supreme Court has ruled that when the parties to a contract containing arbitration clause have settled their differences and have arrived at a compromise, then the arbitration clause in the previous agreement cannot be invoked in the dispute subsequently arising between the parties after such compromise. Delhi High Court has directed the centre to initiate prosecution against the CPWD officers who allowed the encroachment to go on since 1977, thereby expressing displeasure with wastage of nearly 83 crore rupees of taxpayers' money to remove squatters from government flats at Sanjay Basti. Madhya Pradesh High Court has directed the Chief Engineer of the State Public Health Engineering, PHE, department to plant 200 saplings in 15 days for not complying with an order. Not only does the engineer have to plant saplings, but he must also take care of them for 3 years, the court ruled. The court was hearing a contempt petition against the chief engineer for not implementing a direction to appoint a person on compassionate grounds. Gujarat High Court has granted bail to 2 convicteds of self-styled Godman convicted of rape. Narayan Sai and 4 others were convicted on charges of rape in April this year. Sai's 2 female devotees and aides were sentenced to 10 years of imprisonment for being held guilty of conspiracy. Bombay High Court has directed that an FIR filed by Olympian rower Dittu Bokanal's wife against him, alleging cheating and cruelty, be quashed. The court found that the offence under Section 420 of Indian Penal Code 1860 was not made out, as Bokanal had married the petitioner. Gujarat High Court granted bail to Patidar Quota Agitation leader Alpesh Kathiria in connection with a sedition case against him in Surat on the condition that he will not enter Surat. He will also have to regularly report to the investigation officer about his whereabouts. Madras High Court has questioned the state government for taking different stands in the matter of releasing life convicts prematurely. The court observed that life convicts involved in the heinous Thermapuri bus burning case had been given premature release. However, while the same yardstick was not applied for a convict who committed a murder in a fit of rage, the court asked. Calcutta High Court has granted bail to a lifer who had been in jail for the past 20 years for allegedly shooting at a Jewelry lady trader, snatching his belongings and killing his driver in 1999. The court said the appeal moved by the convict in 2006, which could not be heard by Calcutta High Court in 13 years, would be heard soon. National Green Tribunal has rejected a plea against illegally running water supply tankers in the national capital. The petition alleged these water tankers are not registered with the Delhi Jal Board, the water utility in the city, and have been extracting groundwater without any consent. The tribunal observed that the plea lacks material and alleges corruption without stating any specific instances. Rajya Sabha has passed the Motor Vehicle Amendment Bill, 2019. The bill has been passed with 3 government amendments. Under the bill, the penalties for several offenses has been increased.